The speculation about a U.S. war with Iraq has been accompanied by a big rise in world oil prices. Oil prices usually rise whenever there's trouble in the Middle East, and right now is no exception. There is wide concern that a war would interrupt supply routes and make the cost of doing business in the region much higher. But if a war succeeded in dislodging Saddam Hussein from power, that could mean enormous changes in the oil business. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that with recent advances in technology, Iraq's potential as a source of oil is even greater than it was before the Gulf War.
To the oil industry, Iraq is an opportunity waiting to happen. The country is known to possess reserves of more than 110 billion barrels of oil, exceeding those of any other place in the world except Saudi Arabia. David Knapp is senior editor for Global Oil Market Analysis at the Energy Intelligence Group.
Iraq is just full of oil. There's been a considerable amount discovered. There's been a large amount developed, but there's also a very large potential for future development.
But Iraq's oil production is today much lower than it could be. Much of Iraq's oil infrastructure, its pipelines and platforms, were badly damaged during the war with Iran and the Gulf War. Although Iraq has been able to repair some of the damage, a decade of United Nations economic sanctions have limited what it could do. Fadel Gate, senior energy analyst at Fonstock & Company, notes that in the past decade, the oil industry has made huge technological advances that allow it to search and drill for oil much more efficiently and cheaply. Yet, Gate says, because of the sanctions, Iraq has failed to take advantage of them.
Iraq is still living in 1992 technology. So we really only uncover the very, very top of what lie beneath this surface.
Today, Iraq produces about 1.5 million barrels of oil a day, although it has produced about twice that during some periods. But Fadel Chalabi of the London-based Center for Global Energy Studies believes that given enough time, foreign investment, and a change in government, Iraq could turn out 7 or 8 million barrels each day.
Iraq's potential is almost equal to Saudi Arabia, but it is very much underdeveloped, very much underexplored because of politics and wars.
Chalabi, who served in the pre-Saddam Iraqi oil ministry during the 1970s and was later acting head of OPEC, notes that the addition of so much excess supply can only drive down oil prices, and that would be an obvious boon for oil-importing countries like the United States.
If Iraq comes back with this huge amount of additional oil and demand being weak, keeping the prices at their present level would be most difficult.
Iraq has made clear it would like foreign oil companies to come into the country with money and expertise. Last year, Saddam Hussein invited oil companies to Baghdad for a trade fair, and he's tried to forge close ties with Russian and French companies in particular. Western oil companies now buy oil from Iraq under the Oil for Food program. But the trade embargo bars them from going any further. Many oil companies are also wary of doing business with the current regime for other reasons. Saddam angered many people in the industry this year when he temporarily shut off oil production in what he said was a protest of U.S. and Israeli treatment of the Palestinians. He has also attached surcharges to the oil he's sold in apparent violation of the U.N. embargo. John Lichtblau is chairman of the Petroleum Industry Research Foundation.
I think the oil companies, just like the government, don't trust Saddam, and they would like to invest in a different kind of political economy rather than Saddam's.
If Saddam is removed from power, many big oil companies will be poised to seek more business in Iraq. But the prospect of a war also carries considerable risk. The conflict could spread to other countries in the region. A new regime could be hostile to outside companies. And even if it's not, the process of repairing Iraq's dilapidated oil industry is likely to take years, which means Iraq isn't likely to reach its full potential as an oil exporter for some time to come. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.